Yeah, so when we're talking about gold above replacement, it's, you know, it's a heavy stat to understand, but basically you can take all the contributions a player makes when they're on the ice, and it lets us isolate what that player was responsible for. You play with lots of different defense partners and line mates, and this helps us to kind of distill just what your impact was overall, positive and negative. And I think Tucker Poolman has been a really pleasant surprise on a defensive group that really needed some positive surprises if they were going to hang tight. Right now, going into the break, he was at about 4.4 goals above replacement, a definite positive and a player worthy of top 4 minutes when you're producing like that, especially given the state of the blue line overall. So that was really encouraging. The interesting thing is as you go down the list, you get Betetto as second place. And that includes total bottoming out before he headed into the All-Star break, where all of the decent work he had been doing just dropped right off the map, and he was almost falling off the bottom of player over time charts that I have that show your share of expected goals. He really just seemed to hit a wall going into the break, but he still is second on the team. And that speaks to, I don't know, a little bit of Betetto maybe being better than I thought he would have been, but also the fact that when you expose players like this to heavy minutes over time, they're going to hit a wall. And I think if the Jets are really serious about trying to hang around the playoff picture and maybe get in and maybe even, you know, not get blown out in the first round, it's pretty clear that something's going to have to happen on defense. They need someone who can come in and log minutes reliably, because you just can't be a playoff team that has Poolman and Betetto as your top two in overall impact.